producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
November.
The 1st of November.
And then,
Dougie
Boy's birthday.
No, we're not making a big deal out of
it. I am.
Good for you.
See about that, those apples.
Speaking of making a big deal, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Stefano, the Good Day program, with a focus on this video in the South Carolina classroom. Do we need to talk to the gentleman who's the owner of the station, Kenny, again? Do we have...
be a good idea.
Yeah. Might not be a bad idea.
I'm curious.
Kevin Cohen, yeah.
Right. There's just, you know, after
Kevin
watching it, right. After watching
what did I say?
No, I was just saying Kevin Collis, if you're listening.
Oh, Kevin. Yes. That wasn't his last name. He didn't change it from Cohen yesterday to Collis today.
Kevin Collis.
Yeah. Kevin Collis,
please. 302
Kevin Cohen, Collis.
84. All right, so the Justice Department now says it will investigate whether Deputy Ben Fields... in the Richland County Sheriff's Office, violated the civil rights of this black high school senior during what has been described by some as a violent address. Most of you have heard about the confrontation. Most of you have seen, or many of you have seen, this event that started, I think this was a Monday event, was it not? Monday morning. Yesterday we were talking about it. A female student repeatedly refused a request by her teacher and the assistant principal to put away her cell phone during class. And that's when the administrator called in the deputy. And then you saw all of the ancillary works of art, shall we say.
So I admit to you that, and if you are just joining us, I was in the Czech Republic for a couple of weeks feeling very behind in the news because they definitely don't report on this kind of stuff, or at least when I was there, they didn't. But coming back yesterday when we were talking about this, I had seen like still images, but I hadn't actually seen the video in its entirety, and it is uncomfortable to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it makes you wonder why she didn't just get out of her desk. I mean, what is it, if they keep telling her to get up and she's refusing, what are the options? Are the options, one, he, like the officer, lifts up the desk with her in it and takes her outside? Or is it that they dismiss the whole class and leave her there? I mean, we talked about this issue. Right, we talked about the issue of respect.
Yeah.
And that is clearly not there. And so, yeah, while it was uncomfortable to watch this video, it makes me more uncomfortable to think about the teacher that was involved, the students that were involved. I mean, how rude that this girl is disrupting the lives of these people by being stubborn. And we'll find out why.
Wherein comes the argument as to whether the officer went too far?
Yeah.
Won't it be, if in fact he did go too far, and it looks like he may have gone too far, the other side of it is she went too far as well. And where does this all begin? Why was this necessary? It seems to me that it was necessary because she doesn't have the proper rearing, the upbringing, the respect, the fact that people don't show respect means that they don't have any themselves. There's something that's missing at home that allows this to happen or encourages it to happen.
If I had gotten this much in trouble, like if a teacher had ever told me to go stand up and go outside or something, I would have been mortified, and mm-hmm. I would have done it because that was something you don't do. I mean, if a teacher asks you to do something, obviously you try to be respectful and do it. And if it's something that you feel in your soul that you need to challenge, you need to tell an adult that you trust, mm-hmm. I think.
So if she hadn't disrupted the school and disrupted the class, we wouldn't be talking about this.
No. And, you know, it gets back to what we talk about with so many of these cases, and not just the ones that happen in school, but the ones where people fight arrest. And we talked about this yesterday, Doug. I'm not saying that the police are always right. Quite, I mean, it really, truly, not saying that at all. But what I've been taught, and I think this has kept me out of trouble, is that when authority tells you to stand up or to walk outside or to do something, you respectfully do it. And if you take an arrest, you take an arrest, and then you deal with it. And yeah, the officer may not always be right, but you save yourself hurt and you save yourself death in a lot of cases by respectfully following orders and then dealing with it at the right time. And I don't think we're teaching our kids how to deal with this stuff in the right way in the right time.
Yeah, but by the same token, this is a minor. This is a child, and even if she was in the wrong, it was excessive, way over the line.
Mm-hmm.
And you see him throwing her around.
So what
like
should
a rifle.
He have done? What
That's
would have been the
question.
Proper way to handle this circumstance?
What would you have done if this girl would not have gotten up and she was asked repeatedly to get up? What would you have done?
To be honest, I don't know, but I don't have any training to be a resource officer, and I'm not sure that this guy did either because he treated her like a common criminal.
I think the training is if they don't listen to you, then you have to remove
then you beat the heck out of them.
We're not speculating because we don't really know.
It's my question. I would like to know, but
she was not a threat to anybody. There was no need for excessive force.
I think that I would agree with that. From what I've seen, the officer went beyond where he needed to go. But back to the original question about what it is that brings us to this point, and over and over and over again, we've had what's going on in the country today, in my estimation, is a result of all of these years of excess. We really live in an excessive society. Everybody's got everything. They expect everything. You've got a phone. I got a phone.
Even
my father
poor people have
can't,
a lot.
Yeah. But what do you? If you can't afford these things, you still somehow or other figure out how to get them. There's a breakdown, and I don't know that conversation about it fixes it. We ought to be. This is just another example, as far as I'm concerned, of a breakdown in respect. Now you can say, well, you're the king of those who don't respect. Well, it's a chicken and egg sort of thing. For me, I respected when I was a kid. I respected because I was fearful. I respected because, and some people say, well, that's the way to learn respect. No, I learned as an adult that that wasn't the way to teach it to my children. It was to do as I do.
Yeah,
it be something that that becomes every single time somebody says you. I remember we got into a big to-do. I said to my mother once when she told me not to eat spaghetti with my fingers. I said, why can't I eat spaghetti with my fingers? And she said, because I told you you can't eat it
right.
with your fingers. That's it. That was the end of the conversation.
You know, I was not brought up in a fear-based...
spaghetti tasted better.
With your fingers. Yeah, well, it's got that extra salt and dirt on it, you know.
Yeah.
But I was taught, I mean, my grandmother sometimes taught by fear, like, don't ride that escalator, you're going to fall, or don't do this, you're going to... But my parents did not rule by fear at all. They just taught me that you give people the benefit of the doubt until they don't earn it anymore. And if something feels right, you come and tell me. And I was lucky enough to have great parents who would have backed me up. If something didn't feel right, I could say something to them. But to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Now, this girl's all lawyered out.
Right, yeah.
And,
I mean, there's
got a rights thing, the Justice Department, because she's black.
Well,
if it had been a black officer beating up
a white kid,
I'm going to wonder whether the Justice Department in this administration, and see, then I'm throwing salt in the wound.
Right.
I'm throwing gas on the fire because I said that.
We know this stuff is, it's racially motivated, and I've said this to you, Dougie, before, and I believe it in my heart and in my stomach. I believe this. In my lifetime, and I'm 30, I'm in my late 30s, but I did not live through the civil rights movement is what I'm getting at. But in my lifetime, this is the most divided I've ever felt with race in this country, and a lot of the messaging, hate to do it, but a lot of the messaging comes from the top. It's political. It's become very political. People have turned us into team sports for political gain, and however you want to take it with a grain of salt. But
I think it's social media and it's the videos
more
now
available.
I don't think this is anything new. We just know about it now. There were three kids in that classroom who whipped out their phones and took video of that. And if it was a black cop doing that to a white kid, there still would have been kids taking out their phones and filming it.
Less of a story to tell with that, though.
All right. Well, but having the attitude that either or all of us have doesn't fix the problem, which is really more what I'm interested in doing. I'm sort of tired of talking about this in the same old way, the white guy, the white woman, the black woman, the white, the black, the old, the young, the rich, the poor. I'm just tired
of it. I think that's what I mean, is like, that's what makes me sad. It hurts, it's because it's like,
so,
it's
but how do we fix
now.
It? Making you sad
whether
doesn't, what's
no,
so what?
No, whether it's
what
the government, whether it's the government or the media or both working hand in hand, somebody is gaining by us turning into Republicans versus Democrats, mm-hmm. black people versus white people, the haves versus the have-nots. Somebody is gaining from that, and we're all playing right into the hand.
John's in Punta Gorda. Hi, John. Welcome to Good Day.
Yeah, good morning. What's the problem is the government is behind these children of today, because if they do anything, the parents cannot correct them, neither the teachers, because the government comes in and say you are charged for child abuse and so forth. So they feel like doing anything that they knew that they won't be punished for. And so they go about freely doing these violent things. It appears like America, where there's so much opportunity for these children to go to school, get an education, but bus come to pick them up at certain place, take them to school, take them home, give them books, give them lunch. So it's easy come, easy go. When I was going to school, I respect my teacher, and I have to travel miles back and forth to school. And I couldn't do anything like that to my teacher, because they would report it to my parents, and my parents would take care of it. But these days, the government backs them.
Okay, we got all. We've heard the. We got it, John. We've heard these arguments 100,000 million times.
But
what do we do to fix it? We're concentrating too much on the event itself and not concentrating on the fix. We've had these. I'm almost to the point where I'm not going to talk about these anymore, these sorts of things, the black on white stuff, because it becomes the same argument. It becomes ridiculously obvious that we have a political divide that's based on skin color. Republicans like the whites and the Democrats like the blacks.
That's the way it goes.
Huh?
That's not how
it
I
is.
Feel.
It most certainly is. In my estimation, certainly is the way that it comes across.
I just don't like disrespectful.
Well, but it looks like the black kids
people.
Are the disrespectful ones. You never see any white kids. They get in trouble for being disrespectful. It always seems to be that it's black kids that get into trouble. And I don't see that. I mean, I think
well,
this girl
think
was, however she was doing
family.
It was outrageous, but it's just too much. There's too much of it. We get so disparate, and then people get angry at each other, and they argue about stuff, and then at the end of the day, we have become simplistic in our way to fix it. Maybe there is a simple fix, but we're...
Joe says appreciate education. He said he appreciated education. He went back and forth, and maybe that's part of the issue, too. Maybe we don't appreciate
we've given everybody
the stuff
everything.
That we
Nobody
have.
Has to work for anything anymore, and that is part of the problem. 19 after the hour, and good day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Get your planning card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now 23 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Just in time, we have some fun.
No fun.
Hooray.
Right, so the late night shows, first of all, here in this portion of the program, in this hour, late night show monologues, the focus first usually is on Conan O'Brien.
I don't know if you've heard, but many people this year, according to recent poll, are going to go out as presidential candidates this year. Yeah. Fantastic presidential candidates. Apparently, the top political Halloween costume this year is Donald Trump. That's the top. That is going to be the top costume. Meanwhile, even Jeb Bush doesn't want to go out dressed as Jeb Bush. He finds that too embarrassing.
See what happens tonight. It's a pivotal day for the Republicans. Yeah. Boulder, Colorado.
Jeb says he's going to change his strategy, so we'll see what that means. Right. I don't know what that means exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, actually, yeah,
they're
probably
on sale at Walmart this week, I think.
Jeb strategy. Bush costumes?
No, political strategy.
Okay.
Duh. Made in China.
Thank you. That was funny. That was a good one so far. That's the best line of the day. Let's see what kind of lines Ellen DeGeneres has joking here about new things. Well, no, let's do Mrs. Clinton first. Hillary was on with Colbert last night, and they talk about why she's running.
Is right. it fun to run for president of the United States?
Yeah. Some days.
Yes.
Some days. It really is fun. Some days it's just very hard work, and you do so many events, you do kind of lose track of where you are. Mm-hmm. But most days, something happens during the day that really makes you feel like, yes, I know why I'm doing this. I am so committed. And it's because somebody said something to me on a rope line.
Well, that leads me to my question.
Yeah, right.
Why are you doing this? Why
right.
Why do you want, this is the question Ted Kennedy could not answer in 1979.
Right.
Why do you want to be president of the United States?
I want to be president because I want to build on the progress that we've been making and make it possible for more people in our country, particularly young people, to live up to their own God-given potential. And that means we've got to get back to providing opportunities, we've got to get back to making the economy work for everybody, and we have to defend the progress we've made in women's rights and gay rights, and we have to protect voting rights and immigrant rights and everything else.
Okay, so rights is one thing, and I hope that doesn't get translated to the situation in South Carolina. There's a, yeah, does she have the right, the student, to expect that she'd be treated fairly, yes, and not abused, yeah. But the students have a right to expect that their class, which is paid for by the taxpayer, is going to have the ability, the teacher and the ambiance in the classroom is going to be such that they'll be able to learn and do something constructive, which doesn't happen teachers when students are screwing around with their cell phones. So that's
one thing I agree with, though, is who would want to run for president?
Well, but the thing that I think,
oh my
she's
God,
stumbling.
It must be so much work.
The fact that she's, I'm sort of surprised she's tying herself to the progress that's been made, because most people in this country don't think there's been much progress
right.
made in the past 7 years or so. Anyway, Ellen, let's back to the smiles. Ellen, joking here about new things stores are trying out in order to get customers to stay longer.
Some stores are doing something called slow shopping. Do you know about this? Slow shopping to compete with online shopping. And let me tell you something. It's hard to compete with being able to shop while drinking wine in your underwear. Nothing better than that. Slow shopping is what stores are doing to get you to spend more time in their stores, which is why Nordstrom has a restaurant and Urban Outfitters have concerts and IKEA. They've mastered it because they have mastered the slow shopping because it takes 3 hours to find the exit. So you're just... that while I'm here.
Wendy Williams answering an audience member's question about giving a friend an opinion about her boyfriend.
So I have a best friend that we grew up like sisters, and she just recently started dating a new guy, and she feels like my opinions now are too much. So she's trying to ask me to step back, and we haven't spoken in months.
Well, what are you saying?
Just what she asked. You know, she'll say, he comes over too much. What do you think about that? So I kind of tell her what I think.
Oh.
And I've always done that with all her relationships, but it seems like lately now she's kind of like, I don't want to hear it.
But you only answer when she asks?
Yes.
Well, then tell her to stop asking.
I'm here to drink the coffee.
Morning, Dan. Hey, isn't it a little early for a Halloween costume?
Why, no. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members millions of dollars in surprise points to use towards purchases on costumes and decorations.
Wow.
The scariest part? These points expire October 31st.
I should check my surprise points online.
Surprise points are good for in-store or online.
Yeah, here's your coffee. Hey, don't fart to live with your fangs.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Now, kid. I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Take an ancillary look at what's going on here, there, and everywhere. A lot of different things happening. Every day is a different day, and always interesting things to talk about. That's what the Good Day program specializes in. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn. Ken Kessler is monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show.
He's like the Chinese.
Yes. If game one was any indication, this year's World Series is going to be quite a good one.
Oh, did you watch?
No, are you kidding? I was asleep.
Okay, I watched, and when it started going into really bad extra innings finally, I was like, okay, you guys are not the Dodgers. I have to go to sleep.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm not, you know, I don't have a big horse in the race, although I'm happy with both teams because neither have won a championship since the 80s. So
I'd rather
kind of
the Royals win. The Royals.
Really? All right, well, I'm going with the Mets.
5-4. You're going with the Mets, just
although,
to be contrarian?
Yeah, just to be, yeah.
Yeah,
but,
good for you.
But, you know, the thing, I was going for the Mets at the beginning, not hardcore, because, like I said, both teams haven't won, so I'm happy with both teams being in the World Series. But did you hear the story about the pitcher's father?
Yes, he died, and they didn't tell him.
They didn't tell him. So
that
then
was pretty rotten.
Yeah, I think he probably asked for that, I would imagine.
Asked for what? Not
well,
to be told?
If something happened to probably
I don't think we know that. I don't think I'm not going to speculate on that.
Do you want to know?
I would say you want to be focused in the World Series. It was his first time ever pitching the World Series.
His father is sick. He knows his father is sick, so he could have.
Right.
That would be a distraction in and of itself. Maybe he won that one for his father. Maybe that was what he was
right.
Thinking.
Well,
you know what? We spend so much time speculating on what people are thinking.
It's
wow, how about this?
Stop
that.
It. Be a girl. Come on.
Be a girl.
Stop being such a boy.
I am. In touch with my feminine side. Speaking of being in touch, Kevin Cohen is here, who runs our affiliate, The Point, in Columbia, South Carolina. Kevin is becoming like a member of the staff here. So I'm sure you had nothing better to do last night, Kevin, than watch the World Series. Were you rooting for the Royals?
If it's not the Detroit Tigers, it's an exhibition game.
Detroit Tigers, huh? All right.
There you go. Wow, listen.
What is going on? Everything's happening in South Carolina, Kevin. What is going on with you guys down there? My goodness.
Today's the anniversary of our radio station, so we're in a great mood. It's a good day.
Good
happy
for you.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we turned two today.
Good for
so
you.
We're still in our infancy here at the point, but we're glad to have you guys helping us grow, Doug.
We were on the first day that you were on, were we? Right. Good. All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about.
We love you guys.
We love you, Dougie. No, we love you, Kevin. No, yes, we do. So, Kevin, you've spent a lot of time talking about this, investigating this. I don't know if you heard me, Jennifer and I and Kenny talking about this in the last half hour. I'm getting really tired of all of this, and it becomes very political, and it doesn't look good because it normally comes across, whether it is or it isn't, that the Republicans favor the white cop and the Democrats favor the black whoever, and we get into these arguments that put us further behind the eight ball than we already are. Solutions, what can you tell us about this young lady's home life, her parents, and whether she'd been in trouble before? And then I suppose I think everyone would like to know more about this police officer as well, and what he is about, what his background is. So if you wouldn't mind, I'm just going to sort of turn it over to you.
Sure.
To tell the stories that you've talked about with your local audience yesterday.
Sure. Well, as you might expect from the local perspective, I've tried to keep the race angle out of it because there's no race angle as far as I'm concerned. I mean, this deputy, he's even been dating an African-American woman for the last 3 years. So, I mean, to play the race card, I think people are just looking to politicize this as much as they can. This is a situation where a student had refused to listen to a teacher, then refused to listen to an administrator. So it didn't matter if this was a male or female student, a black or white student. Once they called in the school resource officer, he was coming in to do his job. It didn't matter if it was a male or female, black or white. So I think that's all a moot point that people are trying to politicize it and make it racial.
Yeah.
As for the players in the game, Doug, as you might expect, they're doing everything they can to protect the identity and protect as much as they can about the young lady, which I think is appropriate for a teenager versus obviously a public official for a cop. So I think that's you're going to learn a lot more about Deputy Ben Fields than you are about the young lady. But he is a guy that's had a couple of scrapes in the past with a couple of other lawsuits against him. One was dismissed, and then the other one he won. So in all fairness, he's never lost or been charged with anything. But he should have a decision by 5 o'clock today about his future with the Richland County Sheriff's Department. And all indications are the public pressure on the sheriff to dismiss Deputy Fields is very immense. So I think by the time you guys take to the airwaves tomorrow, we should know the future, and it doesn't look good for Deputy Fields.
Would you say, I want to hear from you, Kevin Cohen, as a parent. When you look at that video, it does to the outside observer, to the casual observer, to someone who doesn't know the scene, that the police officer overreacted. Not to say that this young woman didn't cause it because she did. There is no question in my mind that her outrageous behavior and insolence and her disrespect caused the incident. But having said that, it looks to me like this was a little rough.
I feel like excessive force was used. Yeah, I think he went too far. He's one of the strength and conditioning coaches on the football team. He's obviously three times the size of the student. Looking back, there could have been better ways to remove someone who kind of locked her legs and arms around her desk. Maybe he could have gotten a little help from the others, who was the administrator or the teacher on site. But I mean, he overreacted, I think, and it got very ugly. And when you make it viral and the videos go national, and it's very tough to overcome, even with three different angles. Yes, she did hit him a couple of times as he was removing her. There is an angle that shows she punched him in the face a couple of times. But again, that's like a fly hitting a gorilla.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately at the end of the day, she is not a victim until it got physical. She was the perpetrator until it got physical.
Yeah.
Once it got physical, she became a victim. But I've been very adamant about not giving her a free pass because none of this happened if she just listens to authority and accepts that she was in the wrong from the very beginning.
What's this school like? It's a pretty big school from what I understand. And how about, if you describe Columbia, South Carolina, how diverse a community is it? And have there been other problems that seem to have been racially motivated? Just sort of a thumbnail sketch of where you're living and working and where the radio station is.
I think it's a big, that's a great question, Doug. Columbia itself is the state capital, so we're right dabbed in the center of our state. It's also a major university town with the University of South Carolina here. So you've got really three major components that make up Columbia. One is you've got state capital, so you've got a lot of government. Two, you've got the university here, which is a major university with 35,000 students. And then you also have three military bases here. So you've got a huge military presence. So it's a very diverse area in that you have so many different agendas in play. But in terms of that school itself, very nice academic school. It's a highly acclaimed high school. It's got over 2,000 students. It's in a nice area of Columbia. A lot of diversity within the school in terms of race and gender and all that. So really just your average American high school that's not known in any way for having disciplinary issues, not known in any way for being a place where you wouldn't want to send your children, quite the opposite, in fact. So it's a good school. And this is a very isolated incident for that school, which has been around for a long time. So at the end of the day, this was just a kid who decided to be defiant over something stupid, and we were all teenagers once. I'm not giving her a pass by any means, but at the same time, it escalated, it got out of control, and then, again, once you attach a video to it, it takes on a life of its own. So I think it's a very isolated incident, but at the end of the day, someone's probably going to lose a job over it.
She's lawyered up, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think lawsuits are coming.
And the parents, we don't know, because you say the, I don't want to overcook this, but the, I heard yesterday when we sort of got into this a little bit more during the course of the morning, I started talking about parents and respect and how it is that people today just don't seem to, young people in many instances, don't seem to have any respect. And then people, some of my colleagues would say, well, you don't have any respect for authority. And there's some, there's some truth to that. Maybe that's why I do what I do here. But the other side of it is there has to be some regulation. There have to be some rules, and there has to be some agreement that things like this, for example, in a classroom are not acceptable. Doesn't work.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. And when people say that Doug Stephan doesn't have responsibility when it comes or respect for authority, if you're driving along and someone puts on the blue lights behind you, you're not going to try to outrun them. You're going to pull over and you're going to listen and show that respect. Same in this circumstance. If a police officer or even an assistant principal or even your teacher tells you about putting your cell phone away and then going to the office, that's the way I was raised, is that you're going to listen to authority. You'll get your day in court if you would, but you're still going to listen to authority.
By the way, I did think about outrunning the police one time.
Oh, Dougie.
We've heard of your story.
I know.
You're legendary down here, believe me.
You're legendary. You have most wanted posters all over the Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah, what was it, Louisiana the last time?
I think it was, as a matter of fact. You can bring, I'll come down and visit with you sometime this winter.
Don't.
How about that?
He needs to ramp up the security.
Kevin, thank you. Maybe as this thing unfolds, if there's something new, I don't want to talk about the same old stuff, but if there's something new, especially knowing more about this young woman and her family, and maybe what we know, I think what you told us at the beginning was very interesting, frankly. It's one of the takeaways that the policeman is dating a black woman, and I think that's whether that has anything, whether that adds to the conversation, I find it intriguing to hear that, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, because you'll have nuance, the local nuance for this. Kevin Cohen, who runs The Point in Columbia, South Carolina, with a Good Day program, has heard. Kevin, thanks. It's,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. 44 minutes after the hour here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here. Until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
46 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler, and I are here. Names in the news.
In this news.
J. Dennis Hastert.
Oh.
Former Dennis. House Speaker. 2 charges against him will be revealed today when he files a plea agreement. He has pled guilty, Your Honor.
Send me to jail.
Please.
Mr.
You know what's
Postman.
So interesting is that...
What's
you know,
so interesting, Jennifer?
So many people, especially in talk radio, always take John Boehner to task because he wasn't that great. And I pretty much will agree with them. But he at least didn't leave in shame from the Speaker of the House position.
Well,
which,
but Hester didn't either.
Yeah.
This is recent. This is Hester. He hasn't been in that position for, what, 20 years? How long has
so
been since
are you
Hester?
Just saying maybe we give John Boehner time then?
I give him time.
Okay. Checking.
Give peace a chance.
Just
as it were. Trending items at DougSteffen.com today. You can check more thoroughly into the story of Ben Carson edging ahead of Donald Trump. Nationally, this has been floating around. Whether it goes anywhere or not remains to be seen. I don't know what I think of Ben Carson at this point. I like him.
I don't know either. I'm with you.
Yeah,
I think he's
know.
Really smart, and yeah, I respect him. I just don't know if he's... really exciting.
I don't know. This thing boils
you know what
down.
I mean?
Not exciting.
But if this thing boils down to the same old crud that it always boils down to, Hillary.
I just can't imagine, because you always have to think about the general election, too. And I can't imagine Ben Carson standing up against Hillary. I feel like she would eat him for lunch,
yeah.
Pretty much.
And when she was on last night on Colbert, she was talking about how the Republicans twist the facts on things. Come on.
Yeah, because that's totally unique to Republicans.
Right. Yeah, they're the only ones that do that.
Yeah. I think they teach that in political school.
All right. And then she said to make sure that everybody understood this was not her husband, Redux. That is, I'm using that word, but it's not another Bill Clinton presidency.
Yeah.
It's not a third
although
term
there'll
for
be
Obama.
The same amount of women in the White House.
Yeah. Yeah, only doing different things.
We have that in common.
As we're. Okay, so with the World Series last night.
Yeah.
With the World Series.
Power outage.
The power outage in the truck.
Way embarrassing, man.
Wasn't it, though?
15 minutes. They lost communication. I mean, and the teams even had to stop playing. I mean, do you know, that's such a loss in momentum. I mean, if it were a sport like hockey or football, you could totally throw the game with that. In fact, I think they did during the Super Bowl with the two Harbaugh boys, the Ravens and the 49ers playing each other. There was a power outage, and that shifted the play of the game. It's very bad. Ooh.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. From
no problem.
That's
Biff. I'm your sports
Horn.
Girl.
But, yeah. Okay, so if it's Biff for the male, what's the ladies? Is it Biffette? No.
That sounds horrible. I don't
it
know.
Does,
just call me Jennifer. That's all right.
Just call me Buffy. Jennifer. All right, we'll just call you Jennifer.
Buffy.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Buffy, I like that. Yep.
That makes me sound like a golfer, though. Like
but just with Carson for a second, a lot of his advisors are getting concerned because he's so rhetorical.
Right. I've read that. Yeah. Yes.
Rhetorical. That's a great word, isn't it?
Well, he doesn't perform well in debates. He does well in front of small groups where he can connect, but he's had trouble in the debates. I mean, he's kind of, you know, but I think people like that because he's not getting into these little skirmishes, and so the people that want someone more respectable like that he doesn't do well in debates probably, but you need to.
Yes,
sadly.
You do. Well,
you know,
in these things that they call debates. All right, let's focus on Halloween.
Ooh.
Video of the day today is from YouTuber Sugar Shane. Sugar.
Sugar, sugar.
Wishes everybody a happy Halloween with his collection of clips featuring Disney bad guys, Disney villains, set to the music of goth rocker Voltaire's song, When You're Evil.
I have no idea what you just said.
You don't?
I need subtitles.
You don't get that?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's 53 at the hour. It is now Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Ken and
Thank
I are
God, because I just got a bunch of emails from, I got one from Marco Rubio and Ben Carson on the same breath. Yeah, maybe Greg can help me.
I think they have the same political consultant.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, we're leaving that in the dust. Greg Steffen is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. There are always things going on. I have stacks. There, I could go on with you literally for the whole program. Seriously. We could do nothing but technology from now until the end of the program.
A lot of news.
And can I grab a cup of coffee before we get started?
Yes, you may. You have 60 seconds to do it from right now.
Oh, there's an app for that.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, so Greg Stephan is here. We have a story at dougstephan.com today that's trending about a website that will happily let you know if anybody died in your new home. Obviously, the picture for the Royals last night, I didn't have his iPhone with him, or he would have known that his father had died before the game started. Well, that's how this works, right? Isn't this new website supposed to give you that information, or is this about checking out real estate before you buy it?
Suddenly, it took me a minute, Doug. I was going.
I'm giving a little slice to the.
Yeah, when they say in the house, they don't mean in the house.
In the house.
So the website's called Died in House, and by the way, there's going to be a subsidiary website called Pet Died in House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's going to be a divorce website called Love Died in House. I mean, they've got a whole chain of websites coming out. But some people want to know that. They're going to be willing to pay $11.99 per search to find out if the house they're thinking about buying or the apartment they're thinking about moving into has ever had someone who died there, because that's probably a significant
accidental death, suicide, murders, all that stuff.
And in some states, actually, realtors are required to disclose that if they know. So, yeah.
Well, the older the house, the more likely that is to happen.
Well, I don't know about the murder part, but yes, death in general, yes.
Yeah.
I live in a 111-year-old house, and I'm pretty sure a few people have croaked here.
Somebody did something there.
I grew up in a house that's 300 years old, and there were plenty of moldy oldies. As a matter of fact, the people who live in it now think my father is still there.
Oh.
Do you ever feel him there?
Say what?
Do you ever feel him there?
In my house, no. In that house, I've seen pictures of him that were taken by spook experts. That's another whole business. That's an official title.
Is this part of the tech stuff that you wanted to talk about?
Nice to meet you. I'm Doug Stephan, spook expert.
Could we save this for Friday? The day before Halloween.
We'll save it. Meanwhile, the L.A. Times reports today that a drone crashed into wires near Sunset Boulevard yesterday afternoon, knocking one of the wires to the ground and cutting power to about 700 customers. Here we go. Drone crashes. And there will be a separate every night on the news. Drone news.
The drone report.
Yeah,
so I have just one word to say about this.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, oops.
Oops. Right.
Two words. Sorry.
Okay, so Walmart has applied to the FAA to begin drone testing, so they'll be able to use package delivery like, who's going to do that? Amazon.
So here's the thing. Amazon has said, every time there's a big news story about drones being allowed for commercial purposes, Amazon says, we're locked and loaded and ready to go. And I think that's half true,
mm-hmm.
but I think there's the other half they're not telling you. Because if you're going to do drone delivery, you need two things. You need the drone system. You also need the inventory. And Amazon does not have that. Walmart does.
Amazon doesn't have inventory?
Well, not next to your house.
I ordered a book from Amazon on Friday, and it got delivered yesterday.
Well, right, but it wasn't close enough to your house to deliver it by drone. Walmart has that.
And if I saw a drone, I'd shoot it down.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled SACROWEDGY.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.